When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. General Mills has recalled their 5-pound bags of gold medal unbleached flour due to salmonella concerns. Affected bags have a best buy date of April 20th, 2020. If you think you have one, save the UPC code, throw out the bag, and contact General Mills for a replacement coupon. And as we enter month 2 of the government shutdown, union leaders representing air traffic controllers, flight attendants, and pilots warn that air safety is, quote, deteriorating by the day. A staffing crisis has some air traffic controllers working 6 10-hour days. The union leader said in a statement, in our risk-averse industry, we cannot even calculate the level of risk currently at play, nor predict the point at which the entire system will break. It is unprecedented. And finally, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is happening next month, and they've added 2 new breeds this year, but good luck pronouncing them. Okay, the first one isn't so bad, the Grand Basset Griffin Van Deen. But the second one, here goes nothing, the Nederlands Quackerhunja. Hard to pronounce, but easy on the eyes. They're so cute. All right, let's move on to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. So, Jerry, another streaming company is changing its prices.
That's right, Kristen. Hulu lowering its subscription prices just as Netflix raises theirs. Hulu will now charge $5.99 per month for its basic entry-level on-demand service. That's down from $7.99, but it's also hiking prices for other subscription models. Hulu Live TV will now cost $5 more per month at $44.99. The new plans will go into effect February 26. And one company is selling used tissues. Yes, you heard that right. Used tissues to help people prepare for flu season. The tissues are treated with organic ingredients that, according to the company, are better protectants against the flu than shots or pills. They're going for $80 a box, but in case you were thinking of getting some, they're already sold out. And the most expensive home in America, known as Billionaire's Bunker, has just sold for a price tag of $238 million. It's a New York City penthouse that spans 24,000 square feet in a building on the south side of Central Park.
Wow, that's almost 10 grand per square foot. So who made this purchase?
Billionaire hedge fund founder Ken Griffin bought the penthouse so he could have a place to stay when he visits New York. Griffin has already set the record for the most expensive condos ever bought in Chicago and Miami.
Well, must be nice. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, did a meal at a trendy New York restaurant lead to a case of mistaken identity?
Well, yes, if we are to believe an essay published online last week called The Night I Was Mistaken for a Call Girl. Ooh. So the writer of this essay, her name is Clementine Crawford, she claims she was at her favorite seat at the bar when she says an embarrassed waiter came over to her and said she had to move to a table, which she did. She alleges that she returned days later and was told the restaurant was now forbidding eating at the bar. But then she saw a man eating there. And after some further sleuthing, she learned the policy was to reportedly crack down on escorts preying on high-end diners. She says the experience struck her as discrimination and proves that women are still fighting for a seat at the table or bar. The restaurant has not provided any comment, but has received a string of negative reviews on Yelp, which Yelp is now actively monitoring. I will tell you, I know that there is a problem on the Upper East Side with call girls, and maybe this restaurant is just trying to make sure nobody is perceived in a different light.
Okay, Rosanna, just to keep it moving, we're still 650 days from the 2020 election, but I understand New Yorkers are already making their picks.
All right. We already know that Democrats like Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris have already joined the race. Now there's a new Quinnipiac poll, and it's asked New Yorkers which of the five New York politicians would make the best POTUS. So former Mayor Michael Bloomberg led with 28%. Okay. He was followed by our current governor, Cuomo, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's running in 2020. New Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez placed fourth, even though she's not even old enough to run for president until 2024. In last place, with 5% of the votes, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who hasn't yet ruled out a run for the White House. I think you can read between the lines in a New York Minute about this one.
I agree, and we will see what happens. Thanks, Rosanna. All right, listen to this. About 86 million Americans are afraid of maxing out their credit card when they make a big purchase. That's what one in three adults told the finance site Wallet Hub in a new survey. Young people and those with lower income had a higher chance of maxing out their cards. About 30% of people said a large purchase was anything over $100. Over a third of people had already maxed out a card. 12% had done so more than once. Total credit card debt in the U.S. is now over $1 trillion. The average household carries a balance of nearly $7,000, costing them over a grand in interest every year. The average interest rate is now over 17%. Consumer experts say the survey suggests many people racked up debt during the holiday season. The most common reason for using plastic was to earn rewards. But experts say that's only a good idea if you can pay off the full balance every month. Well, it's the middle of cold and flu season, and a new report says many techniques parents use to protect their kids don't work. That's according to a new survey by the University of Michigan. About 70% of parents try to keep kids healthy with methods that study authors called folklore. Those include telling kids that going outside with wet hair would get them sick. Some told their child staying inside would keep them healthy. Others told kids to spend more time outside. The researchers say those ideas aren't backed up by science. Over 50% of parents give kids over-the-counter vitamins or supplements like vitamin C, zinc, and echinacea. The directors of the study say many of those products claim to boost your immune system. There's no evidence they prevent colds. The good news was that about 99% of parents also taught their kids better personal hygiene to stay healthy. That included more hand washing, keeping their hands away from their mouth and nose, and not sharing food or drinks. The study said that those methods are the most effective for preventing colds. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear a beloved television show is coming back with a pretty special person as the star.
That's right, Kristen. It looks like it's all in the family for the late actor James Gandolfini's son. Michael's going to take over his father's most famous role. It's been reported that the 19-year-old son has been cast as a young Tony Soprano in The Many Saints of Newark, a prequel to the critically acclaimed television series The Sopranos. Michael said, "It's a profound honor to continue my dad's legacy while stepping into the shoes of a young Tony Soprano. We're sure he's going to make his father really proud." Well, it looks like Anne Hathaway has given up the booze for 18 years. She said, "I'm going to stop drinking while my son is living in my house." Hathaway admitted she doesn't totally love the way she drinks, explaining that her son is getting to an age where he really does need her all the time. She said, "I did one school run one day where I dropped him off at school. I wasn't driving, but I was hungover. That was enough for me. I didn't love that." You know what? Good for you, Anne. More drinks for me. And finally, singer Bebe Rexha recently revealed that she was having trouble finding a red carpet dress for the 2019 Grammys because of her size. But now, the pop star has been getting a ton of support and design offers. Ever since her Instagram video went viral, fans, celebrities, and designers have commented on her post with support. Fashion designer Michael Costello even offered the dress up for free. Well, looks like size doesn't matter after all. Well, anyway, that's today's dish. Until next time.
You are so right. She is gorgeous, and I can't wait to see what she ends up wearing. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. And still ahead on Top 30, jobs that can earn you 100 grand a year from home. And we take a look at some of this year's hottest fashion trends. With the hustle and bustle of everyday life, I think we can all use more reasons to smile. And here on Top 30, we want to highlight the special moments that often go unnoticed. So here with today's magic moment is Troy Dunn. Troy, it's always good to see you.
Thanks, Kristen.
And you always bring the best stories.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just reporting them. I'm not living them. But there are some amazing people out there, and I'd love to tell you about an 88-year-old woman named Genevieve.
Okay.
She lives in an assisted living facility in Tampa, Florida, and she has no family. Mm-hmm. She never married. She's never had children. Not that she hasn't given birth. She gave birth in 1949 to a baby girl.
Okay.
When she asked the doctor if she could hold the baby, the doctor informed her the baby had died. Genevieve has carried that loss her entire life.
Of course.
But the baby didn't die. We don't know what was going on in the hospital in 1949, what was happening with those people. We know that that baby actually did live, was adopted by a couple in California and raised for her entire life.
Wow.
And that little girl's name is Connie. Connie vowed that when her parents passed away, she would begin a search for her biological mother, which is exactly what she did, starting with a DNA test.
Okay.
All of those years of Genevieve grieving the loss mm-hmm. of her baby all ended in one magical moment.
It's been a lifetime of wanting this, literally. I remember being 5 years old and wishing that I could find my mother.
It's good to meet you.
Same to you.
You know he's not dead.
I'm not dead.
Wow, that is truly unbelievable.
Isn't it? And not only did Genevieve get a daughter, but she got grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So while Genevieve has spent, you know, the majority of her life alone with no family, I am absolutely confident she will spend the rest of her life surrounded by family.
Oh, yeah. Troy, thank you so much. Now on to a new high-tech creation that could help us one day grow vegetables in space. The lighting company Osram has developed a horticultural LED light program called PhytoFi, and NASA is already experimenting with plant recipes. The program's manager for urban and digital farming says, while space is limited on spacecraft, NASA hopes to eventually scale up to larger growing areas, such as the lunar surface, the Martian surface, or even during space transit. To showcase their innovation, Osram has developed the Plant Cube for use on Earth, a hydroponic smart garden that uses their LED technology to easily grow herbs and other greens. The co-founder claims the system reduces water consumption, keeps the use of fertilizers to a minimum, and eliminates the need for pesticides. As they continue to experiment with what they call light recipes, they say they can increase nutrient and vitamin content in the plants and even alter their flavors. All right, here's a question. Have you ever been so attached to your bed that you just wish you could do your work from there? Well, it's possible. MarketWatch has 5 in-demand jobs paying 6 figures while letting employees work from home all or most of the work week. The first, senior medical writer. You would be writing medical research documents about diseases or drugs for a healthcare or pharmaceutical company. Another option, working as a back-end web developer. It would be your job to keep the company's website up and running at all times and deal with the computer codes that no one else would ever see. Similarly, you could try your hand at becoming a UX designer by making sure a company's site or app looks good and functional to those using it. But if you only know all there is to know about your specific field, look into working as a consultant. Your skills are something you can definitely sell to companies wishing they knew what you knew. And finally, sales director. Picture yourself making sales plans and leading some salespeople to help your company reach its goals. See, more options than we thought to make 6 figures all from home. We've previously reported on Claudia Herrick facing trial for the 2007 murder of her husband, Major Carl Herrick. Well, now Claudia, who fled to Brazil for more than a decade, has taken the stand to tell her side of the story. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. So, Jesse, Claudia had some interesting things to say.
You know, Kristen, we always wait in criminal trials to see if the defendant will take the stand. It's usually very dramatic and sometimes unbelievable testimony. This was no exception. She recounted their entire marriage, and what she said was that she was a victim of extreme emotional abuse and did very strange things. She went into the fact that he was so controlling, he forced her to wear skimpy outfits, to be by his feet when they watched television together, that she couldn't live the life that she wanted to live. And then she went into issues about how he was so abusive and such a stress on her life that he actually caused a miscarriage. This is according to her. She then moved into the details of her suicide attempts, in fact, recounting one time when she took about 30 pills, got behind the wheel of a car, and crashed into a ditch. That's actually been confirmed. She then moved on to the day of the killing. She's claiming that she shot him at the top of the stairs and he fell down, he died instantly. But according to the prosecution's evidence and the forensic pathologist, she actually opened fire when he was at the bottom of the stairs. So there's a conflicting narrative here, and ultimately the jury is gonna have to reconcile and think about, is she telling the truth or not?
So Jesse, as this trial winds to a dramatic close, what can we expect?
It's hard to know what to expect in this case. If you're the defense, you're gonna definitely wanna call some corroborating witnesses to say, hey, what Claudia said is accurate, at the very least, maybe about the pregnancies and about her trip to Brazil. It's all gonna be about the closing arguments. The state is trying to say this was a cold, pre-calculated murder, while the defense is saying it's not murder, it was a heat of the moment, passion killing. And really how they frame her testimony is gonna be something to watch.
Another fascinating case, Jesse. Thank you. For more on this case and others 24/7, head to lawandcrime.com. Well, with the new year comes plenty of new trends in the fashion world, and it's always hard to keep up. So here to help us out is fashion expert and Women's World magazine editor-at-large, Brooke Jaffe.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Brooke.
I'm always so happy to be here.
Well, it's hard to keep up with the fashion world until you come into town. So what's new?
That's very kind. So there are so many trends out there as we discuss this season, and particularly in the world of color, there are so many choices. At Women's World, the palette we are most excited about is the pastel color palette. So we're talking everything from ballet slippers to buttercup yellow, and my favorite color specifically is lavender.
Ooh, yay, I love that color too.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to wear it, and honestly, it goes back to white accessories, white jeans. It looks beautiful for the season.
Okay, I love it.
So second trend for the season, we're seeing a lot of prints out there. So one that you should not be intimidated by are tie-dye prints.
Wait a minute, whoa.
I know, so this definitely makes people think, go right back to the 70s.
Yes.
So really think of them as works of art. They kind of look like feminine watercolors or more bold, modern works of art, and they're really running the spectrum in terms of the color palette. This is your t-shirt update for the season.
Okay.
And denim friendly, but worn in a very modern way.
Okay, worn in a modern way, so not the oversized big tie-dye. I remember wearing that at some point in my life.
It's true. The cuts of the things we're seeing are much more fit to the body and wearable.
Got it. All right.
And then last but not least this season are wrap dresses. This is something you may already have in your closet. If so, bring it forward to the front of the rotation. But we're really excited mainly because it's a flattering silhouette on women of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, and it's super comfy.
It is super comfy.
I love them.
It's usually, you know, the necklines, whether they're collared or a deep V, they draw attention to your waistline, which is, you know, brings out that hourglass shape, and they look great solid and printed.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Brooke. Okay, let's face it. We all brush our hair when it's wet, even though we're not supposed to, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a 3-pack of Wet Brush Pro Detangling Brushes at a special 57% discount. Now you can brush your hair while it's wet without causing split ends. You get one paddle brush, one classic pro wet brush, and one pop fold folding travel brush. These brushes have taken off because of their unique design that detangles hair without damaging it. And they also really maximize vibrancy and shine. The ultra soft IntelliFlex bristles glide through snarls with ease, so you can brush with less force. And the ergonomic handle provides a comfortable grip. The 3-pack of Wet Brush Pro Detangling Brushes retails for $42. But today you can buy them for just $18. That's a 57% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, at almost three times the national average, one in four children in West Philadelphia are affected by asthma. And that's why the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has started a new program to give the kids struggling with asthma a fighting chance to succeed. In a partnership with the Philadelphia Housing Development Corporation, they launched the Community Asthma Prevention Program Plus, where they're helping the kids by renovating and fixing their homes in order to make their lives just a little bit easier.
We're humbled to be able to do it for children and to be chosen because children don't have a say in where they live, how they live.
And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, for veterans, the transition back to civilian life isn't always easy. And a new center in Tarpon Springs, Florida, is giving them the support they need to make it a little bit easier. Fort Valor is a new recreational community center that gives veterans a place where they can learn a wide variety of skills and take part in several activities. But more importantly, it gives the veterans a place to come together and form bonds with those who truly understand what they've been through.
It doesn't matter what service you're in, it doesn't matter what year you served, this is a family.
You go through deaths, you go through weddings, you go through childbirth, and then they're all gone practically overnight. It's like having the extension of my family back. It's a huge relief to know that you're not by yourself.
So amazing to see the camaraderie, and a big thank you to all of you who have served. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Your next Amazon package could be delivered by a self-driving robot. Plus, a new report ranks the safest places in America to raise a family. And why trying to find the country's most popular Valentine's Day candy might leave you with a broken heart. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.